Now, movie bad guys come in many forms. Psychos, aliens, humans, real estate developers. But in recent years, there has been one thing they're definitely not. Muslim extremists. Enter Bollywood. As political religious terrorism in India has become a real and constant threat, Bollywood has been telling compelling, complicated stories about terrorism. And the terrorists aren't necessarily stick-figure bad guys. WNYC's Arun Venugopal is a student of these movies, and he joins me now. Arun, welcome to Studio 360.
Thanks, Kurt.
So back in the 90s, there were a lot of Muslim bad guys in Hollywood films, Air Force One, Die Hard 2, True Lies. Then it stopped. How come?
I think that finally the Arab and Islamic lobby got tired of it, and they started applying pressure on Hollywood. I think it came to a head on the build-up to the movie adaptation of The Sum of All Fears, a Tom Clancy novel, I think, from the early 90s. And it was well documented that they really applied a lot of pressure. They actually sort of took the credit for making the bad guys different. I think they became neo-Nazis or skinheads of some type. And then 9/11 happened, and I think it became a much more complicated game of how do you translate the politics of terrorism. They didn't decide to, say, take a more nuanced approach. They seem to have kind of abandoned it altogether.
Except for right after 9/11, the show 24 began, which didn't deal exclusively with Muslim terrorists, but certainly repeatedly.
You're right. 24 has taken this subject on to some extent. But you don't really get a lot of face time with the terrorists themselves in a credible way where you're sort of getting a window into the radical mindset.
Right.
And I think that's what's still lacking from Western depictions. It's very rare for you to say, what are these people about? How does this happen?
Why, then, has this theme caught on and been done so successfully in Indian film?
There's a long history, centuries of coexistence between Hindus and Muslims, right?
Coexistence is one word.
Yeah, you could say it, definitely. I mean, there's definitely a lot of strife, and that finds its way into movies and into other cultural forms. And there's so many Muslims who are themselves driving the pop culture. Some of the most important screenwriters, all the most important actors are named Khan. There's Shah Rukh Khan, Amir Khan, Salman Khan.
Meaning they're Muslim.
Exactly. And so they help shape the way that these issues are depicted. Sometimes they are depicted with a more nationalist sort of bent, very jingoistic, and other times they're more sensitive or empathetic to these people who are extremists themselves.
Do you have family in India?
I do, yeah, lots.
So this is not just an abstract interest of yours?
Absolutely not. I'm going in a few weeks as well. I mean, you know, we kind of, it's an issue. Sometimes you say, wow, I was at that place a few hours before that bomb exploded. Or I know people who were caught up in those attacks, that kind of thing. It's definitely something that matters to me.
Tell me about the movie called A Wednesday.
A Wednesday came out a couple years ago, and it just happened to be a few months before the Mumbai attacks. And in this movie, you have an unnamed guy. He's a middle-class, middle-aged man, probably maybe a retiree from some sort of a decent job. And one day he decides to start putting bombs in places around the city, and the cops have no idea what to make of this guy. They just basically keep on hearing from him over the phone. He sort of starts holding the city hostage.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Hello.
Rathore Saab?
But it becomes apparent at some point he's not really a terrorist himself. He's just angry about terrorism. There's this one scene that where he basically is on the phone with the chief cop who's trying to sort of solve the situation, and the cop asks him, who are you?
I'm just the stupid common man wanting to clean his house.
And was this character Hindi or Muslim?
Well, that's the interesting thing. When he's asked, who are you? He says, it doesn't matter. He's trying to say, this is not a religious issue for me. This is an issue of your incompetence, the government and the police, and I want you to take care of it.
Why are you not nipping them in the bud?
He's the Michael Douglas character.
Yeah, I guess so. Right. He's a falling down, kind of like just the common angry guy. He's on some rooftop somewhere in Bombay, and he's decided that he's going to start basically doing what he thinks the cops have failed to do, which is basically start going after the terrorists.
Yeh sara natak band hona chahiye. This whole bloody system is flawed.
They get into these mindsets in a way that I think really is something that Hollywood doesn't even try to do.
It's sort of, yeah, it's grown up.
I mean, the funny thing is that often they do it all. You know, there's this term, the masala film, where they have a little romance, a little comedy, a little tragedy. You have this serious terrorist subplot, and then you also have the song sprinkled in. There's another movie called Black and White. It came out a few years ago. The main actor in that, his name is Anil Kapoor. He's also been in 24 in the last couple of years. He was in Slumdog Millionaire as the talk show host.
And he played, in 24, he played the president of the unnamed Islamic country.
Yes, Istan, right, yeah. Exactly. You have the guy who shows up sort of out of nowhere. He's been radicalized. He's going to be a suicide bomber on Republic Day celebrations in New Delhi. And he ends up staying with this family. Happens to be a couple Hindus, and they're very loving. But still, he's set on his mission. So this movie is about really that conflict. What's interesting in this movie is that by using songs and dances, you can sort of show aspects of a character, even a suicide bomber, that you can't show in straightforward exposition. Here, what they do is you show him intense, walking through the city. He doesn't necessarily smile, but the things around him give us a sense that he too might like the beautiful women around him. He too might kind of be enjoying the music. If he's going to fulfill his mission, it's not going to be easy for him.
You would think now, especially in the last year or two, that we have people who spent much of their lives in America, who are American citizens, performing terrorist acts. It is becoming the elephant in the room. Wait a minute. Why can't our pop culture deal with this subject?
Right. It's been almost 9 years since 9/11, right? You would think the art would have kind of caught up by now, right? I kind of feel like it's not going to happen anytime soon. You know, is the Faisal Shassad Times Square bombing plot, are these going to become, I guess, the stories that we soon see, or even like a bad made-for-TV kind of a movie.
Or Harold and Kumar Go to Guantanamo.
Yeah, exactly. That did. Right. That's true. I mean, and that was maybe the closest that they can get. Maybe humor, you know, big dose of humor to separate it. I don't think Hollywood is going to touch this stuff for a while. And so I think if people are interested, they have to start turning to other cultures. Whether or not Americans are really actually willing to make that leap, I don't know.
Arun, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kurt.
WNYC's Arun Venugopal wrote about terrorism in Bollywood for The Wall Street Journal.